time. We've got Taylor Harris, the Carlton superstar, on the line now, and it's just great to be joined by you on this sort of day where there is a bit of AFLW news floating around. But before we get to the hard footy stuff, Taylor, tell us how you're spending your days in isolation.
Well, I've actually started a YouTube career, so not much else to do, so I thought I'd film the boring things that I've got going on at home. Also trying to get these home workout kind of ideas out there for people, because I think it's so important to stay active at this time, because it's pretty isolating, obviously, being at home all the time. But I think, yeah, for mental health and a lot of other reasons, I think staying active is really important.
Yes, I've got to keep an eye on those home workouts, Taylor, I must admit, because my isolation activities have primarily revolved around cooking and then eating what I've been cooking. So I probably need to get into the home workouts. But you mentioned the fun that you've been having with the YouTube channel. Talk us through your April Fool's Day, because you set a little bit of a cat amongst the pigeons on the Twitter machine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I didn't really consider that people wouldn't understand what date it is. A few people got pretty nice with them. Oh, heck, sorry. My friend's just calling me.
Probably to say, I'm watching you on the television.
So a few people got really nice with the messages and the good luck for the future and good luck in motherhood kind of things. But, yeah, just a joke, bit of fun.
Is that how you're finding what's getting you through this time, is having that bit of fun? You've obviously got your dog Beans in tow to have the YouTube channel, as you say, a little bit of social media interaction to, I guess, help you through what's been a pretty tough time?
Yeah, definitely. I think having a dog, I'm very lucky to have a little companion. He's a border collie. So
is he here? Where's Beans? Is Beans with you? Can you give us a look?
Not right now. He's out the back.
Well, get him. Get him. Right, is he allowed inside?
What's going to happen on the way down to the bathroom?
That's fine. Give us a tour on the way.
We don't care. In fact, Beans.
He was inside.
Oh, this Beansy boy.
He's brownish. Boy,
and this is the home gym set up. Hey.
There he is.
Oh, beautiful puppy.
The mother's loved him.
Yay.
He is.
Fantastic. Well, what
He's
about
beautiful like you, Dem.
Oh, yeah. Like a kick in the coyotes. Hey, tell us, the home workouts and the home gym, your boxing career has been startlingly good. You must have a bag set up somewhere and be doing that at home, wouldn't you?
Oh, I actually don't, but I am in the market, so I'm having a look on Facebook Marketplace to see if I can find a decent one. But I assumed I'd be able to still go to the gym, but obviously with the new lockdown laws, I'm not allowed to anymore. So I'm definitely gonna get one, but at the moment I can still do my shadow boxing and a lot of other training, running and everything and the like.
Taylor,
I'm making do.
Taylor, are you similar to myself? I'm addicted to Facebook Marketplace. I don't even look at Facebook anymore. People are texting me. What do you call them? Messaging me. I can't answer anybody back because I go, Facebook Marketplace. And then I just flick through
I'm
close
obsessed.
To me. Yeah.
I'm so obsessed with Facebook Marketplace. I love it.
What have you bought?
What's your best bargain? Yeah. Both of you.
Well, I bought this assault bike. I don't know if you've ever used an assault bike before.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Hard work.
But it's the most awful experience of your life, but you'll get fit from it. So, I'm happy to get on there for 10 minutes and work hard.
I've probably had 30 different purchases off Facebook Messenger. I buy pipes. I buy gates. I've bought a nail gun.
As long as you're not buying underwear, it's fine.
No.
Probably not.
No, I don't really have a need for underwear at this point in time.
What does that mean?
Well, I've bought what I want.
Okay, just making sure.
He's rich as a bike. But just imagine, Tommy, you're selling something on your Facebook Marketplace. You're selling it to a Taylor or a Dermot. And then you open the front door and it's Taylor Harris or Dermot Brereton. It'd be a heck of a shock, wouldn't it?
I've had a couple of people, Taylor, and they come in and they say, and you feel like saying, oh, you really want $90 for this, and you try and barter them down and they just look at you, roll the eyes and you go, $90, here you go.
Well, they know that you've made the trip, so as if they're going to go down.
Exactly. Hey, Taylor, obviously some great news for you today with the All-Australian squad of 40 players announced, and you were one of four Blues who were recognised with selection. selection in the squad. Of course, the final team is still to come a little bit later, but you must be rapt because, you know, another season of often finding yourself in the headlines, which can often be the case with you in recent years. But really, you really stepped up to the challenge and sort of, I guess, relished it a little bit and really took your game to a new level, didn't you?
Thank you. Yeah, I love the challenge. I love when people think that I'm not good enough, so I'll just, yeah, try and show you that I am. And these look like all Australian selection, well, squad selection is a nice thing at the end of the season to be recognised for your hard work, I suppose. But at the end of the day, I love the way that Carlton played this year. Like, we were on fire, to be honest, our group. We really gelled well together, and it was disappointing to not be able to see what we could have done. But that's, yeah, it's just a big, long pre-season for next year, 2021.
Taylor, Erin Phillips was on AFL Tonight just a few minutes ago, and she had pretty strong thoughts around the way the AFLW season finished. Would you have liked to see a grand final played, or do you think the AFL got it right the way it was handled?
No, I think the AFL got it right. I think if a grand final would have happened, it would have been, I'm not sure, I would have loved to have, if we were in the position to win it. I don't know if it's one of those grand finals that you really want to win, because it's a bit of a, it's obviously got a blemish on it. But then again, like, the, yeah, it's obviously such a hard decision, and the AFL was going to, yeah, it was a lose-lose situation. If they had have gone straight to a grand final, obviously, then people would have been cranky about that. But then the three finals series kept people happy. But I don't know, perhaps there was a middle ground. Maybe it would have been a two-week finals, but it still wouldn't have happened. So there was no winning, and it's all hindsight, and people can win just much as they want. But this is the way it is, and there's a lot more important things in the world to worry about right now.
She's so philosophical, Tom. She's just a perfect rational person for this. Just quickly, Taylor, we've had reports that the W Awards could be held virtually with an online awards ceremony. Obviously, no coral carpet or no sort of glitz and glamour. What do you think about that? Do you think they should still hold it? Will you still get dressed up and watch it on the couch?
No, I was just thinking that's great. I don't have to spend money on makeup and jewellery and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to be in my pyjamas and get to watch and see Maddie Presbarkis hopefully win the league best and fairest, but we'll see.
Taylor, so good to have you on. You are a great personality of football, not just women's football, and we hope you make the All-Australian team as well as the squad which you've been named in today. So thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll chat to you later on the year.